The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
Welcome back inside the Ann Arbor studios, the Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket. We are online at WTK.com. That is the birthday music. I mentioned it last hour, but I want to mention it again. A bunch of birthdays. So nationally, some big sports names celebrating birthdays today, or would be celebrating birthdays, depending upon which athlete we're talking about. Great football player from days of past, Don Hudson. Today's his birthday. Jackie Robinson, obviously one of the all-time greats. Ernie Banks, let's play two. Today's his birthday. Nolan Ryan, today's his birthday as well. And then, of course, for our show, great friend of the show, happy birthday to the Barge, Greg Skripanek, former Michigan offensive lineman, part of the great tradition of Michigan offensive linemen here at the University of Michigan. So happy birthday to Greg Skripanek, also two great friends of the show, Eric in South Carolina and Steve in Dallas. So happy birthday to those guys as well. Hope they enjoy this last day of January. Hope everybody is going to enjoy this eve of signing day as we get ready for tomorrow. You heard from Sam, Steve, and Bryce, a whole bunch of stuff from those guys. We'll get more into signing day coming up in a little bit. You heard them talking in there about Davison Igbin. I guess I'll have to learn it if he's going to end up at Ohio State. But Davison Igbinosen, sounds like the rumblings are that he's going to look at and choose Ohio State. And I wonder if it's something that they talked about in that podcast, the enrollment date, that he can still get into classes this semester right now at Ohio State. You can't at Michigan. The semester's begun. Add drop dates passed. Everything is, you can't get in at this point, right? You can't jump into class. It's too late. I mean, it's still an academic institution. And so it's unfortunate you're not going to sit out. And this is the thing about transfer portal, transfer windows. It's why there's another transfer portal window for immediate eligibility next season coming up in April, the end of April. I think it's actually maybe the last 2 weeks of April, the exact dates, I'm not sure. But there's another transfer portal window that's going to come up. And the reason why is twofold. And one of them is you go through spring ball with your, you know, where you're at school. Maybe you have a new coach. Maybe you're just, you know, bad on football, whatever it might be. And you don't like your situation. There's something that changed. Maybe you lose spot on your depth chart or it doesn't matter. But whatever the reasons are. Now, for Michigan to be on the look in the next transfer portal window at another corner, you're not going to be looking at a guy that's going to, you know, that's losing his spot. Like, that's not a guy that's going to end up coming to compete at Michigan, right? Like, I don't know if there's a school that has a third corner that would be that would leave their school. That would be obviously a starter. That's what Michigan would be looking for in the portal to start, you know, someone that starts and can play opposite Will Johnson. But you can get guys that are in class. Well, maybe they do have a new coach and they don't like the new coach, the new system, that kind of thing. So there is that. But even more so, you have players that are in school that, whether it's as graduate transfers or even if they're just in their freshman or sophomore years, that those are the guys, of course, that Michigan can still talk to based on how many credits they've taken. They may want to go through the semester where they are without noise.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Right, they can, you know, go through everything when it comes to football to stay in shape. You want to be in class, you know, because obviously they are student athletes, so they, you know, that side of it. And you don't want to deal with the you're leaving every day. You don't want to deal with the fact that you have no access to workout facilities. So there are going to be players that are going through now that they know they're going to transfer. They're not telling anybody they're going to transfer, but they know they're going to transfer because they're going through spring ball to stay in shape. To stay in football shape, maybe to see what does happen at their school, but more likely to stay in football shape, to graduate, to finish their semester, whatever their circumstance is, and then put their name in the portal and make them move. Same thing, right? That's why there's a portal window at the end of the fall semester. So in December, and now there's another window at the end of the winter or spring, whatever the different schools call it, but the spring semester coming up, the one that goes until April or May. There's a window in there as well to transfer. There's a short window that you can transfer and be immediately eligible. Of course, you can transfer anytime. You just may not be, most likely you won't be immediately eligible if you transfer after the portal windows are closed, in particular the April one, if that closes. Because if you enter the portal window now, I mean, you'll still be eligible. But you're not going to see anybody really enter now because everybody's in school or getting ready for spring ball or whatever the case, you know, winter conditioning in spring ball. But there will be another window of portal players. The question is, will it be at the same, will there be players, not obviously there won't be the same level of, the number of, but will there be any players at the level of some of the guys that were in the portal this go around? Michigan's done a great job in the portal, just maybe looking to plug in at one more spot. So that's a conversation that we'll continue to have leading up through signing day, of course, tomorrow. And then when he officially makes his decision, Igbinosa, when he makes his decision, and then going through the spring. Rumblings around the country, if there are players that are looking to end up in the transfer portal, there might be other players that are in that position. We just don't know what that looks like quite yet. But it is definitely something to keep an eye on because that's why they created multiple portals. It's unfortunate though, that the timing may be that's what the biggest factor here. Maybe there's more to it than that, obviously. Don't know the insight, but the rumblings are that Igbinosin is leaning towards Ohio State if he hasn't already made that decision. And it may just be a lot of it based on the fact that Michigan semester has begun, ad drop has passed, and it's just the timing doesn't work to transfer into most schools on January 31st if you want to be in class. It's fairly late in January to do that, right? A lot of times, most of you should have had this done by now, and his situation just a little bit different, so it works out a little bit different for him. So that's the case. We will continue that conversation. We've got a lot more to get to here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK The Ticket.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.